Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo.
This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm delighted to be joined again by Steve Walters. How are you doing this evening, Steve?
Hi, Chris. How are you keeping?
I'm very well. It says I'm dying of hay fever, but I'll soldier on. Alright, so for those who have missed our first couple of interviews with Steve, Steve is a former crew and Northwich Victoria midfielder, who was one of the brave footballers, came out and spoke about his sexual abuse he was subjected to by a former youth coach. And since then, he's gone on to set up the Offside Trust. So, last time we spoke, you're just about to launch your website. How are things going?
Yeah, they're going very well, to be honest. We've had a great response from the website. We've had several victims, and our survivors, we like to call them, get in touch with the Offside Trust. And we are now just trying to build up the team and what support mechanisms we can provide now for the Offside Trust. That's kind of the point where we're at.
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot on Facebook there's been a lot of fundraising through grassroots football.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, we want to raise the awareness first and foremost. And secondly, we need money in the bank now so we can start building what we've done so far. But the grassroots football has been fantastic. The likes of bucket collections, we've had a few people doing sponsored runs. We've all, a lot of clubs, I think it's over 40 already, have provided advertising hoardings and pages in the match programme. So, yeah, we're quite happy with the progress so far.
Yeah, and the main reason for us coming on today is to discuss the Offside Trust Celebrity Football Match. So,
That's correct. That's Sunday, the 20th of August, Curzon Ashton in Manchester. It's going to be a fantastic day. The media coverage we've got already, it looks absolutely fantastic. Hopefully, it's looking like I'm going to go on Good Morning Britain the Friday before to promote it with David Morrissey, hopefully.
Oh, brilliant.
So the media coverage is going to be huge. We still need more ticket sales and we still got sponsorship packages as well. But we've got some big celebrities, David Morrissey, Rolf Little, there's ex-players such as Danny Murphy, Trevor Sinclair, Paul Dickoff, Ashley Ward. There's some big celebrities and big ex-pros as well. So we're very excited.
Are you planning to dust off the boots yourself?
I might have a little 10-minute cameo.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait and see. I think it'd be fitting if we could all the male participants at Offside Trust, if we could get our boots on and get it on the grass and have a little bit of experience. I think that'd be fitting, maybe.
Do you have any news on how you're going to split the teams up? Is it celebrities versus ex-pros, or is it got mixed teams?
We're not totally sure, to be honest, at the moment. At the moment, it's going to be like a celebrity side against maybe superstars, and Offside Trust players. And, we've got quite a few high-profile presenters as well. So, we're not totally sure at the moment. I don't think that's really important. I think the important part at the moment is to raise the awareness and I make it a family, fun, entertaining day for everyone to come and watch.
Apart from the game, you've got a few singers. Is it Rosita? Is that right?
Yes, we've got, I can't really say her name. Is it Roetta, Happy Mondays?
Yeah.
I think Ellie Dibben as well, the country singer, she's offered to sing as well. And I know Nesney Jones as well. I know she's huge in India.
Yeah.
She's offered to sing as well. So there's also magicians, and I know there's a few... I can't remember his name. Somebody off the X Factor is also offered to play as well and entertain. So yes, it's going to be fantastic.
Yes. So where are the tickets available, and how much will they cost?
Yes. Well, the tickets are available if you go onto our website, theoffsidetrust.com. You can, there's a link on there to buy tickets, and also Wolf Live. Laura Wolf more ticket sales and all that sort of stuff. So yeah. If there's any businesses out there who want to actually sponsor the game, that they can go onto there and click on there's various sponsorship packages and all that sort of stuff, VIP packages. There's plenty on there.
So I did notice the VIP package was. What's included in that?
The VIP package, you can get there early. You can obviously have a lovely meal, three-course meal. There's going to be opportunities to meet all the sort of celebrities and obviously the ex-pros, and it's going to be a very special experience for anybody with a VIP package.
So obviously this is a game in the north. Are you planning to do a southern one if it's successful?
Yes, obviously short term we need to, obviously we're all novices to this. If this is a success, we are looking to maybe have one down south, and I kind of take it from there. So let's see how successful this is first, and then we can look forward and maybe do one down towards London way.
Yeah. So before we finish, do you want to plug the social media for?
Yes, if anybody wants to follow myself on Twitter, or myself and Chris Unsworth are the directors, and we got a ruck of ambassadors as well. There's a team of us.
Yeah.
Please do follow us, and obviously the offside trust follow us, and there's updates and any new celebrities on board, any information you can get it on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, I'll put all the links in the description below this interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. I'd love to have you on again for another update.
Okay, Chris, that's great. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.